And on the first time caller line, this is JC on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, JC, where are you going to?
Ian, my son, I want to touch on something you said earlier, and I'm going to also, I want to talk about the security issues, but I got to warn you not to do the interview with the Book of the Dead. And first of all, it's a satanic influence, and I'm telling you right now, the Book of the Dead's real name, Notorum Demento, they didn't even give you the real name, Necronomicon Ex Mortis. And it's
Dr. Demento?
No, Notorum. Notorum Demento. There's two names to it, or Necronomicon Ex Mortis, the Book of the Dead. Now listen, Ian, son, you're trying. I know
No relation to Dr. Demento, then?
No, Dr. Demento is a devil, and I'm here to deliver...
Dr. Demento is the devil?
Bell.
Dr. Demento is the devil. Did I hear you just say...
No, he is not the devil. He is a devil.
Dr. Demento is a devil.
He is a demon, a devil.
Why?
Him, Stephen King, Tess Garrison, and Art Bell were among the original Satan. They were the first angels to take up with Satan against God. That's the demons that are running them.
And did you say?
I think you're a good boy. I think you're a good boy. I think you've got the right ideas. But Art and George have corrupted you. You're running with a bad crowd, Ian. And I'm here to save you. I'm here to deliver
you
from the devil's mouthpiece.
Okay. Well, how have I been corrupted? Have you ever called the show before?
I have called for many years trying to deliver America. Make America safer?
Why did you call on the first time caller line then?
Well, I don't know because it's the first time I've ever called you.
And listen, I see. Okay.
You know, we're safer if we don't have cakes on a plane. We're safer if we don't have pornography on a plane. We're safer if we take pornography out of our society. I'm telling you, God has put us up against an enemy that is more biblically correct than we are. They know how to treat their women. Cover them. Keep them quiet.
You're going too fast. Hang on, Foghorn Leghorn. You're going faster than I can handle it. I'm trying to go with you here, but I got to help me. So I'm good with them taking the porno mags off the plane.
Yes,
I mean, I didn't even know that anybody had porno mags on a plane. But if they had, that off. How are we safer if we take the Cheerios away from toddlers?
Hang on alcohol and they get drunk and they grab at the waitress's bottoms, they can disrupt things.
Okay, but hold on. I'm all with you. Let's not give alcohol to toddlers, but can't we give Cheerios to toddlers? I mean, there's nothing more. There's nothing more demonic than a toddler without Cheerios.
Are gluttony. They're sugarous. It's just part of that sugary cereal. Gets you addicted to sugar, and it makes you crazy.
Now, Cheerios are gluttonous.
Yes.
I just want to try to understand that. Cheerios are gluttonous.
I'm trying to talk about the Lord, about our biblical enemy.
But what
if
Cheerios are gluttonous? Wait, JC, if Cheerios are gluttonous, what do you eat, like space sticks? I mean, where do you get your nutrition from? I mean, if Cheerios are gluttonous.
Boiled meat, cabbage, potatoes. You don't need to eat all this fatty food and everything that people are giving at you.
Then stop right there. Can we give boiled cabbage to toddlers on a flight? Would that be okay?
Listen, toddlers and women shouldn't be on flights. They should be at home doing the cooking, cleaning, and kitchen like I said so many times before. That's where women belong. They belong at home. This is why God is attacking and punishing our nation. It's because we have women out of line. We have pornographers everywhere. Food and Big Macs. You're talking, these are the reasons. America can be safer if we get back to the Bible, back to basics.
Okay, I'm just writing this all down. Dr. Demento is the devil. Cheerios is gluttony.
Dr. Demento is the devil. Yes.
And I'm writing them all down.
All right.
I'm getting them all. And toddlers shouldn't be on planes because they should be at home. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
With their mothers. And doing motherly things.
Not on planes. Not drinking alcohol and looking at pornography. Men should be on the planes drinking and looking at pornography. That's what you're saying.
Listen. You claim to be a Bible scholar, don't you?
I read the Bible a little bit, yeah.
You've read the Bible a few times?
Yeah, I read a couple of times.
Have you read the New Revelation? Because I'm the one who got God to come out of retirement to write a new book.
Oh, did you?
That's me.
God came out of retirement, did he?
I know you said you weren't going to write again, but you're good, and we need you.
God was waiting for that word.
America, which is God's chosen people, we're the true chosen people. We need you. We need to come out of retirement and bring down some new authority upon us.
And what's the name of God's new book? What's the name of God's new book?
It's called The New Revelation and The New Commandments.
And it's written
by
God.
We're writing it together.
You're writing it together.
Yeah, God and I.
Okay, so as you say, like, by God, but as told to J.C.? Is that
the
idea?
Yes, exactly. You're seeing the bigger picture here. Right. I could bring you on board. What we got to do is we got to get together and take over the show.
There's no hope for me.
I'll be the host, and you can take away Ross Mitchell's job, and you announce me, and I'll take callers, and I can help people. I can give them advice on relationships. I can give them career advice.
The universe has been turned upside down if I'm taking over for Ross Mitchell.
He's not the voice of God. He's a demon. You wait, Ross Mitchell. I'm coming for you, too, when you get on the air. I'm going to set you straight.
Okay. There's no hope for me, don't you?
There is hope for you.
No,
Ian, don't give up. I'm trying to say. There's no hope for me.
No, you know that. I'm an Episcopalian. You should have given up on me a long time ago.
Church. All Episcopalians are going to hell. I'm telling every single, I'm pointing my finger at every single Episcopal hypocrite, heretic. You're going to hell.
You know what?
If you don't get out of that church.
You know how you can tell when there's an Episcopalian at the communion? They're the ones that send the wine back.
Yo, dear Lord. Listen, Episcopalians are evil. Did you know that?
Wait, I got a question for you. Is this Mike Siegel?
Who? You dare insinuate that I am Mike Siegel? There may be no hope for you yet. I don't have to take that abuse.
All right, thank you. JC0, Ian Punnett 1.